This is the Jazz Rocks Podcast, where the past, present, and future of jazz fusion lives. Here are musician and radio personality Tom Alexander and author and musicologist Walter Koloski.
And welcome to the Jazz Rocks Podcast. My name is Tom Alexander, and as always, I am joined by my good friend, podcast partner, Walter Koloski. Hey, Walter.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. It looks like a bright morning from what I could tell in Boston, and it is sunny so far here in South Florida.
And for the first time, our fans can view how bright it is, although my window's not open,
right?
Because this is our first video Jazz Rocks podcast.
Yeah, it is. And we're testing the technology. I think you're a little ahead of me in terms of corralling all this craziness, but a lot of fun.
You got to keep up with the technology or you wilt and die.
Yeah. You're doomed. Yes, no, we're getting there. We're getting there.
This is Jazz Rocks podcast number 24, by the way.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to feature Raul Manola.
Yes.
A remarkable guitarist from, he lives in Spain. He's not from there, but he lives in Spain, and he's a flamenco guitarist. What's unusual about Raul is that he's a proponent of flamenco on the 12-string steel guitar, which is rare. But even rarer is he is now playing electric guitar in a flamenco-type fusion outfit, which is a group called Aurora Clara, which is making waves in Europe. Raul is much more known in Europe and Australia and places like that than he is the U.S., which is not unusual these days.
Yeah.
He's a tremendous player. He's going to play for us. It seems like we recorded the interview with him about 2 years ago.
It feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. We've been interrupted so many times for important reasons in bringing this particular podcast to the fore. But he played for us, and so our hair length may be a little different for those of you watching this podcast as opposed to listening to it.
Right, exactly. If you're keeping score at home, I guess I'm due for a haircut. I don't know.
Well, we've had two additional children since our last podcast.
Exactly.
What can you do? I mean, you have to laugh in the face of what we're facing. When you can, while you're not taking it seriously. I know you have duties at your day job that require attention to the pandemic and, of course, our life situations, we face it as well.
Yeah.
And we do our best to put the program out. Wish we could put out more, but this is the way it's been lately. Hopefully the wait's worth it for listeners. Raul is very... He offers us a lot of insight into music, I think, and the way he approaches it and the way it's approached or some approach him, the purist and people like that. I met Raul about 10 years ago in Cordoba, Spain, at the Cordoba Guitar Festival.
Right.
He was a tremendous, he served basically as our host, as it turned out. He was a guest at that festival and a speaker and a performer. But he showed my family and I, we all went over, we took a vacation, we all went to Spain, and he was pretty much our, I won't say travel guide, but food guide for sure.
Very nice. Wow. And of course the Spanish cuisine is quite wonderful. So you got to partake in that. That's excellent.
Well, it's interesting. I have some, I won't get into it, but I have some health issues, which basically require me to eat supper by, say, 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
When you're in Spain, you don't sit down until 10.
That's true.
10:30.
Yeah.
But it was worth it. You know, I don't really. Of course, that was tapas.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like now because, you know, everybody sort of reaches into the plate, you know, with their hand.
Right.
You know, the main dish.
Yeah. No, it's really definitely.
Enjoyed it, even though I was eating many times with 10 strangers, we just make that choice to trust everybody.
Yeah. It's a communal experience. It's yes. Not too unlike that in my ancestral homeland of Greece. Southern Europe in particular, they eat later and they eat together. I mean, we all eat together, but I mean, you know, in a more communal way. So yeah, I can relate. It's so on my bucket list to get to Spain.
Yeah, well, let's get right to our interview without further delay. After these words, we're going to hear from the great Raul Manola.
Transformation is the new album from Spanish fusion group Aurora Clara. Born from the foundations of flamenco, Indo, jazz fusion, and world music, Aurora Clara's electricity is powered by cultural flavors, seasoned by heavy doses of inventive improvisation. Noted flamenco guitarist Raul Manola plugs in for the first time in 30 years to lead a tight ensemble of remarkable musicians through their creative paces. The legendary violinist Jerry Goodman also makes a very special guest appearance. Transformation is available from Bandcamp at auroraclara.bandcamp.com. Aurora Clara's Transformation will soon be offered as a limited vinyl edition too. Transformation from Aurora Clara on the Ukulele music label. Transformation will transform you.
Hi, Raul.
Hi, Walter.
This is Tom Alexander. Say hi.
Hi, hey. Tom.
How are you, Raul? It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. I've been listening to your programs. Yesterday I listened to the latest one with Steve Kahn, and I've heard the two with John McLaughlin, and it's really fantastic what you're doing there.
Well, you happen to be the first guest on the video version of the Jazz Rocks podcast.
All the way from Madrid, so that's pretty good.
I met Raul and he met me about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
in Cordoba, Spain. We were part of a presentation at the Cordoba Guitar Festival. Raul, I put on my shirt from the 10 years ago. Raul was basically. It was hot as hell, by the way, in the summer in Cordoba. It was a fantastic time that my family had. The whole family went over. The festival put us up over there, which was fantastic. Raul was our guide. He was our culinary guide for sure. Tapas after tapas. It was a wonderful experience, and we have remained friends all these years later. And it doesn't hurt from my point of view that he's a tremendous musician.
Well, I've had the opportunity to listen to some of the music and it is absolutely wonderful. And I'm just really glad that we're getting a chance to speak with you today.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Raul, when did you first get interested in music itself?
Well, you know, my grandfather, he was a church organist. So sometimes he took me as a child to the church when he was going there to play the mass. And I started with the piano at age 8, 9, something like that. And the guitar came, but it was when I discovered the guitar when I really felt like this is my thing. And I was 11 by the time.
Was it natural for you at the time to be interested in flamenco music? Was that what you first heard and interested you?
No. Flamenco came later. Flamenco, first it was blues. It was then from blues, I went towards jazz and I discovered all these great musicians in general and guitar players. That's when I at age 15, 16, I was listening to Larry Coryell, J. John McLaughlin, Ralph Towner, very important. And so I have some recordings when I was 18, 19, and I was just a guitarist. Someday I'll send you something. But then it was when I was 19 that flamenco came to my life, and it took me from here, and I had to abandon everything and just get into flamenco.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's interesting how every musician has a different evolution. You know, maybe some of the entry points are similar, the gateways are similar, maybe rock or whatever. And then little by little, they start hearing other little pieces sort of seep in. And then before you know it, they're either fully immersed in fusion or something else. And then it affects their own playing. And I've just found that the evolution of each musician is a little bit different.
Yeah, one thing leads to another. So I saw Paco de Lucía perform in 1982. They played with the guitar trio. So I was interested in McLaughlin and Di Meola. I didn't know this guy, Paco de Lucía. But short after that, I was really oof. I couldn't imagine starting to learn that kind of playing. It seemed so difficult, so complicated. But I got a little bit interested. And then later I heard some traditional flamenco singing with the elder brother of Paco, Ramón de Algeciras, accompanying. So that was the point for me where I just had to abandon everything else. But then it was 15 years just flamenco. I didn't even listen to any other kind of music. So it was crazy, but it was that way. But after that, I started again to feel the necessity, the need to play with other musicians, to improvise, to do something. Flamenco is very strict. You can improvise to a certain extent. You have, if you know it very well, you can feel free. But it's very strict. It as a root music. So I wanted to do something that nobody was going to tell me what's permitted and what's not. So that way I started to listen again to the old records.
But you didn't, you weren't living in Spain at this time when this interest happened, were you?
No, I was living in Finland by the time. I was 22 years ago. 3 years later, I came to Córdoba and then I really started to live my flamenco adventure. But before that, I was a jazz guy or fusion. I even played, I have had a big jazz guitar, and I played some standards with some, not only fusion.
Yeah, yeah. We're speaking with Raul Manola from Madrid. And right now, I mean, if you take COVID out of the picture, prior to all this stuff going on worldwide, what's the scene like in Spain in terms of this kind of progressive music? You know, what is there? Were there a lot of venues open for it? Was there an interest in it that maybe might be more than we'd see, say, here in the United States?
Well, before all this COVID pandemic, well, there were quite a few places where there was some Latin jazz fusion. Well, from jazz or several types of music, also jazz fusion. And there's very good players. There's so much people from South America, from Cuban people, from Mexico, Argentina. So there's so many fantastic Latin musicians in Madrid. So it's a kind of place where a lot of things are really happening, not just, and then there's flamenco. So flamenco people mix with Latin people, jazz. So it's there's quite a lot of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
One of your interesting bands was the Mahavishnu Flamenco Project. How did that come about? And do you anticipate going back to that from time to time?
Well, that was, I was still, I hadn't started to practice again, to play again with a pick. So I still used only the flamenco technique. But I, as I told you, I needed to get back to that kind of music, which I rediscovered and I love so much. And then I found some similarities between flamenco music and John McLaughlin's music. So I felt quite natural to do it with more like a flamenco combo, to play some of those compositions.
I think there's an interesting correlation between some flamenco music and some Indian music as well.
Yes, yes. But for example, this tune, Thousand Island Park, the melody, these descending lines, which flamenco is descending music, and we have this semitone from F to E. We go, so the phrases sound very flamenco-like in Thousand Island Park. In some other compositions as well, but that particular, it's very, well, you said, yes, India, in India you have ragas. And flamenco, we don't play songs, we don't play tunes. We play something which is not raga, but something which you could compare it, because there's some rules, there's a rhythm, there's a mode, even if it can be minor or major, or which is more common, the flamenco mode, mm-hmm. Which is a kind of Phrygian, let's say, not exactly, but a kind of Phrygian. And you have a feel, which is, it's not just a scale, it's not just a harmony, there's a feel. So in that sense, it's there are some similarities.
This is Jerry Goodman, and you're listening to the Jazz Rocks podcast with Tom Alexander and Walter Koloski.
Do you think that the music of Spain in general, and flamenco in particular, has had an influence on fusion music, what we traditionally think of as fusion music, in a sense of the, I guess the best way to say it is the speed, the exacting, the accuracy, you know, it just seems like that, you know, when I first heard the music of Paco playing with John and Al, or John and Larry, I think what caught everybody's attention was the accuracy, and then I think it sort of almost gave a nod to the rest of the fusion composers and everything to really go for that really tight sound. I mean, do you feel that it had a major influence on fusion music in general?
Well, I know that many jazz musicians and fusion musicians are even from the rock side are respect a lot of flamenco music and flamenco players, because there's so much emotion, so much tension, so much feeling in flamenco as a root music. So it's not so intellectual, and then you have the way, not only what you say, the way you say, that's the attack, and the instrument is the guitar. So in flamenco we don't try to imitate an orchestra or piano. For us, the guitar is the guitar,
right?
And we play the most guitaristic way. That's for the flamenco music, it's been a great luck that the instrument, what from the beginning was guitar, because the guitar is a very limited instrument, not unlike the piano, and because of the limitation of the guitar, now we have so many, we have like 30 different styles or genres inside flamenco, and that's only because if the singer says it's too low, make it one step higher. So it's not the same to play in F sharp than to play in E on guitar. On piano, you can play exactly the same chords, but on guitar, you can't. So it sounds different. And because it sounds different, you play different kind, just, well, because the hands go where it's natural to go.
Right.
So the instrument has influenced the music.
So Raul's, one of his claims to fame is he was a proponent and still is of 12-string steel guitar in flamenco music. And flamenco music, of course, has a long and proud tradition. So when you were going out playing that music, what kind of pushback was there? Was there a pushback from the purists of flamenco music?
Well, obviously, I could do that in some places, but I wouldn't play the 12-string guitar in the flamenco peña, which is where the purists are. I would do that, or to accompany a very traditional singer with a 12-string guitar. What's that? So I wouldn't do that, but it's in my own concerts. I play some real flamenco, let's say real flamenco that the purists understand as real flamenco as well. So I have showed I can do that. Now I'll do something which you've never heard, or the people never heard, and if it's good and if it's good taste, nobody has come to me to say, oh, you shouldn't do that. And there have been some great flamenco people as well, some people from the deep south in Spain, in Andalusia, some gypsies from flamenco tradition. Oh, I love what you're doing. So it's,
yeah,
for me, it's being positive.
Do you find that purist thought is beginning to sort of dissipate a little more, that people are becoming more attuned to, and I use the word fusion in a sense of its true form, I guess, a fusion of styles or introducing newer or different approaches, just an evolution, I think, is the best way to describe it. Do you find that people who were maybe at one time thought of as just strictly purists are being more accepting in general today than maybe, say, a dozen years ago or two decades ago?
Well, I guess so, but of course it depends on where, in which geographical place you are. Because right. If you are in the what we could call the deep south of Andalusia, right, which are very traditional, very purist, so people, I think people haven't changed so much there in those places. Because if you have something, let's like you go to Mississippi. I never been to Mississippi. I don't know, but I can imagine that there are people that think that blues must be played this way,
right,
for example. And there are people who don't like and don't accept in those places. But generally speaking, yes, yes, I think people hear a lot of, here in Madrid, I think people are very, let's say, tolerant in that sense.
Yeah.
And even people who really are into the very traditional flamenco, they also like different kinds of things. Like, for example, this Aurora Clara electric jazz rock.
Yeah.
I give it to some of my flamenco friends, and none of them have at least to my face, they haven't said that, oh, that's horrible.
Right.
All the contrary. So
speaking of Aurora Clara, that's the band that you're now featuring, and hopefully when COVID is out of the picture, we'll continue to do so. Tell us about that band and the music. The album's called Transformation. It's a fantastic recording. How did that come about, and what do you see the future for that band?
Well, the flute player Juan Carlos Aracil, he's been playing with me since I came to Madrid for the first time in 2009. And he's a brilliant musician. We have done several projects. He was the one in the Mahavishnu Flamenco as well, and in many of my flamenco records. And we've been traveling with him in Spain, Northern Europe. And once he was here with me here in my living room here in Madrid. Well, he lives in Madrid as well. And I told you that I would like to do something electric. I feel like doing something electric. That was maybe 3 years ago. And finally, 2 years ago, I decided I to find the musician for this. I wanted to play electric guitar to have long, sustained, powerful notes. That on nylon acoustic nylon string, you pick the string, pluck the string, and it goes down very, very quickly. So I did that, and just last year, well, on July 2019, we went to Granada, which is my favorite studio, recording studio is there. And Granada, like Cordoba, is a very special place. So we went there and we spent 4 days there, and we with this band, and we recorded in 3 days, three takes of each piece, and then we did a little bit of editing, and then the other day a little bit of additional percussion, stuff like that. And I'm really very happy with that, because I think we managed to have this feeling, this energy, this it's played practical 90%, 85-90% live. So although the power of the drums and the moment, and for me it was so special because it was the first time I recorded an entire album on electric guitar. I never did it before.
Our mutual friend on drums.
Oh yes, Marco is fantastic. The drums is, I think that's the most important part. If the drums don't sound great, the album is not going to sound great. And but the drums, they are very well played, very well recorded, the microphones, and very well mixed. So I think that's the beginning of a good sound.
Tom, that's Marco Anderson, who some of his music has appeared in some of our earlier shows.
Yeah.
And actually, now we have planned on obviously right now we can't play any concerts. So I thought when all this quarantine started in March, that maybe it would be a good idea to record. So I started to prepare to write music. So now we have music for another album, and if everything goes fine, so in September we'll be again in Granada recording the second one.
Excellent, that's great. Well, I have to say that it's always, whenever we do these shows, and of course, as Walter mentioned, we're doing this for the first time on video, adding a video component to this, it's always, not only is it fun, but it's also a great education, because you hear, different approaches, different musical styles, and different stories from artists who have had a unique pathway to where they are, where they've arrived as artists today, and it's just wonderful to hear your story, and I know that we're gonna get to hear you play a little bit as well.
So Raul, we'd like to thank you for being our guest on the Jazz Rocks podcast, and you're going to play out this segment. What are you going to play?
Well, I have this 12-string guitar here, so I might play something which is first a little bit of how would flamenco sound on 12-string guitar, and maybe then I'll get it more to the blues side of things.
All right. Okay.
So let me see.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks so much, Raul.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you so much, Walter. It's been a real pleasure to be.
Pleasure's been ours. Pleasure's been ours.
Absolutely, it has. We'll take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tom and I have been asked over and over again, when is the Jazz Rocks podcast going to be properly archived so we can go back and listen to some old shows? Well, the answer is now. You can now go to archive.org. That's archive.org. Type Jazz Rocks Podcast into the search box, and there you will find interviews with Jan Hammer, Dennis Chambers, Scott Henderson, Steve Kahn, Narda Michael Walden, and many other legendary and contemporary stars. Special features, too. That's the Jazz Rocks Podcast at archive.org.
Welcome back to the Jazz Rocks Podcast. Along with Walter Koloski, I'm Tom Alexander. And this new experiment, Walter, in technology and, you know, the video component now after 23 episodes of doing it just audio only, here we are on video and having fun with it.
Well, you could call it that. There was a lot of editing involved. I can tell you right now, sometimes the video and the sound don't come over at the same time. I think many people know that. So we had to go back in and sync that audio with the video for Raul's interview. I think we did pretty well.
Yeah.
It took a little while, had to learn a few tricks, but I got it in. It was well worth it because a very interesting and informative musician.
Very much so. And just, I'll tell you, a great musician. You know, the music is just tremendous. And I just love the idea of sort of, for the lack of a better phrase or terminology, flamenco fusion. You know, it's pretty cool. You know, it makes complete sense. I mean, you know, we were sort of back in the 80s, fully aware of Paco de Lucia and that music he did with, of course, John McLaughlin and initially with Larry Coryell and later with Al Di Meola. And so, you know, those guys were fusion guitarists, and Paco was not, but came into that world and sort of in an acoustic, acoustic vein, but hey, it makes complete sense. So, hats off to Raul. I think it's great.
What the insight I came away with, I liked when he talked about in flamenco, we don't play tunes.
Yeah.
And that says a lot. We don't play tunes. And I guess I sort of always knew that, but to hear a flamenco player say it means more. Mm-hmm. It's really free. I mean, that was an improvisation that he did for us, and it was brilliant. And it does connect it more to jazz and jazz fusion. I know, you know, on the whole, they don't play against changes and things of that nature. So Paco de Lucia was breaking new ground.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the music's connected, the Indian music, the Spanish music, American blues and jazz and rock. And, you know, we use the term fusion for definitional, is that a word?
It is now.
Reasons. I just made it up here on Jazz Rocks Podcast number 24, definitional. Well, we use it to define music so that we can put it in some sort of category to explain it. Mm-hmm. And we know lots of people, we use the term jazz rock fusion, we know lots of people that play that don't want it to be called that at all. But we have to, I think. I mean, where would you put it? This doesn't apply anymore, but where would you put it in the record bin at the store so that people could find it?
Right.
That's the key. You have to call it something so people can find it. And that's why we exist, the Jazz Rocks Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And continue to champion that wonderful music that we've loved for decades. You a little even longer than me, but I wasn't too far behind you. I was, you know, I was in the same marathon. I was just a few miles back, but I'll tell you, it's great to hear players like Raul. You know, we all know the guys that we all grew up with, but then, you know, the people that are wonderful artists that continue to create this music and keep it alive and well. We just can't tell you how much we appreciate it. And it gives us a reason to keep going.
Well, that's it for Jazz Rocks podcast number 24. Hey, Tom, where are you from?
Walter, I am from Miami. Where are you from?
I'm Walter Kolowski from Boston.
This is the Jazz Rocks podcast. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. So long, everybody.
This has been the Jazz Rocks podcast with Tom Alexander and Walter Kolowski. Tom Alexander is a jazz musician and voiceover artist based in Miami, Florida. Walter Kolowski is a music journalist and historian who lives just outside of Boston. The Jazz Rocks podcast is produced by Alexander Productions. This program was recorded at Studio Alpha in Miami and can be heard on iTunes and SoundCloud. You can follow the Jazz Rocks podcast on Twitter at JazzRocksPC and on Facebook at the Jazz Rock Fusion page. If you wish to advertise on the Jazz Rocks podcast or make any inquiry of Tom or Walter, please email us at info@alexanderproductions.com.